You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Picture Book Look podcast. I'm Kim Chafee.
And I'm Kirsty Call. Together, we'll share some of our favorite picture books and chat with their creators to explore the journey from story idea to bookshelf.
We'd love you to join us as we take a picture book look.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kirsty. How are you?
I'm doing well, but we have kind of like sad news for today, don't we? A little bit.
It's unexpected news, I think, probably for our listeners who've been amazing for the 2.5 years, which is incredible.
Yeah, that's been an incredible experience.
Yeah, our lives have become both of our lives have become very, very busy. And
we don't want to say the word busy. Very full.
You're totally right. Our lives have become very, very full. With lots of amazing things and other things that are a bit more challenging and just things that have taken a lot of our time and our energy.
And the podcast, instead of bringing us like as much joy as it has in the past, it's become a little bit of a stressor, would you say?
I think it's not the conversations, because the conversations have been amazing.
They're phenomenal. It's really, yes.
Behind the scenes things that go into creating the weekly podcast, all the scheduling and emails and social media and posting and, you know, all the things has been a lot. Editing is a big one.
Indeed.
And so after much discussion, we decided that it's best for us currently if we pull back from
the weekly podcast.
Right. Weekly episodes being dropped.
So we're thinking it's going to be more sporadic from now on.
Right. When time arises, when there are books that we just can't seem to pass up the opportunity to speak with the creators and bring those interviews to our listeners, we'll do that. But right now we are stepping back and taking a break in order to have more time, honestly, to focus on our writing as one of the things that fallen by the wayside.
Yes, both of us had a lot less writing time last year, which was kind of sad. So
yeah, it is sad, because that's why we do this podcast, is because we love writing. And when we don't have time to actually do it ourselves, the writers out there listening know it makes us sad when we can't write and we want to write.
And we do. We love writing. We love books. We are keeping the options open, right, Kim? Like, if
Absolutely.
We feel like it's time to ramp it up and do once a month, we will. Or if we have some ideas that are very exciting and we feel like we have time to do it and to do our writing and to fulfill our other responsibilities, we will totally do it.
Absolutely. And I think one thing we want to mention that's going to be important moving forward for anyone listening is, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, then you will want to make sure that you do that, because now that our episodes are going to be sporadic and not scheduled and releasing every Tuesday, you'll want to get a notification when we do have a new episode that drops.
Exactly. And the other thing that is happening that I'm really excited about is I am going to do a podcast for Coaching for Creatives. And it's just going to be called Coaching for Creatives with Kirsty. So you can follow me there on any podcast. We love you guys.
Yeah, we love our listeners. This isn't goodbye. It's really just we'll see you later. And we don't exactly know when later is, but we won't be gone for too long before we drop another episode, I'm sure.
And we're still on social media. Reach out to us anytime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Follow both of us.
And keep reading picture books.
Yes. The most important. That's always advice we got from editors all the time when we ask, what's one of the most important tips you can give to writers? And that was read picture books, recent picture books. And that's one of the best advices we can give.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Picture Book Look is produced by Kirsty Call and Kim Chafee. Music by James Call.